At the end of the movie Amadeus, a composer named Salieri, who's kind of lost his mind for years of failing to compete effectively with Mozart, is moving along and gesturing with his hand as if he were a priest saying, "I absolve you, I absolve you." And Joe Biden's doing that again this week. I'm Scott Ott with Bill Whittle. I'm sorry, with Zoe Rachel sitting in for Bill Whittle and Stephen Green. And this episode of Right Angle is brought to you by the members at BillWhittle.com. And gentlemen, President Biden is at it again, despite being rebuffed by the Supreme Court of the United States in his previous effort to forgive some $430 million billion dollars in student debt. This time he's trying it again. He wants to relieve some 30 million borrowers of their debt. This time he's thinking that if they can forgive the accrued interest for 23 million borrowers, and by the way, guys, a lot of these people are people who had generous repayment plans that basically minimized the amount that they had to pay each month, but interest continued to accrue. And now it's ballooned. We're gonna forgive that. So this is a problem that the government created, and now the government is going to wipe out. It also the new Biden plan aims to cancel the debts, student loan debts of those people who have been paying for the student loans for over 20 years or have borrowed it more than 20 years ago. The previous deal said that if you've been making payments for 20 years, we're just going to forgive the remainder. This deal basically says, even if you haven't been making payments, we're just going to forgive the remainder. Stephen Green, I have long thought that the part of the reason why a college education is so expensive is because the money is so cheap. If you grant money and low-interest loan money to pay for something, it encourages the vendor, in this case universities, to increase the prices because people don't feel the immediate pinch of that, not only because they're on the layaway plan where they're going to be paying for it over time, but because in some cases they're not paying it at all, and in some cases they're paying a very low interest rate. And now, well-positioned before the November election, the president is standing up and fighting again for those poor, beleaguered Americans who just can't seem to pay off their student debt. How do Republicans who have opposed this notion in the past and whose presidents have appointed the Supreme Court justices who rejected it in the past, how do Republicans in an election season deal with a president who is trying to look like the good guy by helping 30 million Americans get out from underneath this burden?
Yeah, by putting it all on the rest of us is how that works. I just saw the figure that today, 13% of Americans have student loans, and that means 87% of Americans don't. So if the Democrats were all really about protecting democracy, you know, and the majority rules, well, how about the 87% of us tell the rest of you deadbeats to get stuffed? I'm old enough to remember when Democrats, the villain of the week or however long it was deadbeat dads. Remember, we're going to go after deadbeat dads. And now we're just going to forgive $500 billion for deadbeat college students. But it's not enough to be a cranky internet guy like I am. The Republicans have to be proactive. I know. I may as well just shut up now, but I won't. Republicans have to get more proactive and, first of all, recognize that there is a problem, which, Scott, you accurately described. The federal government took over the loan program. Thank you, Barack Obama. Precisely for this reason, by the way. If the feds take it over, then now it's a federal benefit that can be doled out through acts of forgiveness, you know, like Joe Biden is selling indulgences, except you don't have to pay for them. Whee! What was my point here? Oh, yes. So the problem is you've got this guaranteed money at this low interest rate. You've got idiot college freshmen who think that, hey, I can rack up the price of a house on my sociology degree and that'll magically pay for itself. And none of it does. And of course, a sociology degree is so overpriced because the money is so cheap, as you said, Scott. When I was a freshman at the University of Missouri,
many years ago.
I lived on the fifth floor of the Hudson dorm. And let me tell you, it was a beautiful facility. My room was about 12 feet by 12 feet. I had to share it with another human being. It was made of painted cinder blocks. The floor was linoleum. And the beds were these really thin mattresses on those metal frames with the springs. Mm. Right? You remember those beds? Oh, nice. very comfortable. The ladies love those too. You bring a girl over to your cinder block spring bed dorm room and whoo, man, it's going to be a good time. A noisy time anyway.
Trampoline.
But my point is, you go to a dorm room now and it's like, my God, I've gotten worse rooms at resorts on the beach than and the reason is you can get the money up front, it's cheap to pay back. Hey, you know, it's very used car dealer is all I'm saying here. You're going to pay a lot in the end and not get a whole lot of value for your money. But the Republicans need to get proactive and come up with a plan that fixes some of this, such as putting universities on the hook for degrees that don't pay off. Now we're going to start getting guidance counselors who at orientation sit down with freshmen and go, okay, well, if you pursue this degree and that we charge you this much money, here's how much money you're going to make this degree worth it. Put them on the hook, Republicans. You're supposed to be the party of responsibility. Let's introduce responsibility in this, but in a way that recognizes the real villains of this piece, which is the universities and the federal government. Until you do that, people like Joe Biden, the man's an idiot, and he's steamrolling you. The idiot. He's just knocking you guys down. Get with it. Get smart.
So, Rachel, we don't have all the details of the new Biden forgiveness plan, but one of the suggestions is that the president would not require the people who were the borrowers to apply for this forgiveness. Essentially, he's just going to wave his hand and declare it to be so. And the reason for doing this is not only to reduce the amount of paperwork involved in the process. That's really not the purpose at all. The real purpose for doing this, though, is to beat the Supreme Court to the punch. If you just wave your hand and declare it to be so, it's done, and the Supreme Court doesn't have a chance to hear the case and to act on it. The last time they smacked him down, according to some legal authorities, this time this is likely to get smacked down again. What do you think of this idea of letting the President of the United States just wholesale declare debt to be forgiven that is backed by taxpayers?
Yes, Joe, I think he's going to change his middle name to Jubilee. I'm Joe Jubilee Biden, and all debts are forgiven and paid off and all that. I don't think that's how that works, Joe. And basically, it is stealing from the people. You know, it's violating this commandment of thou shalt not steal, violating our property rights, because that's going to have to be facilitated by the taxpayer. It's not how we're supposed to be taxed, and it's not how we're supposed to be paying for things. Steve, like you said, man, Republicans need to get proactive about this kind of stuff. And probably a lot of that proactiveness can be shown in stop sending your kids to these schools. Stop sending them there. It's what are these kids from kindergarten all the way up to college? It's like we're sending, you know, kids to these schools who are run by these people, turning them into, you know, far left loonies. That's what they're learning from these schools. And it cost a lot. Man, what was Baylor? I think Baylor University, man. Baylor, a prestigious school. Man, they got a course for flipping Harry Potter, man. And this is supposed to be a Christian university. And it's like $52,000, man, a semester, right? So you got, it's no longer Baylor's anymore. It's freaking Hogwarts. And that's what these kids are going, you know, to learn. And as they go there to learn there, they're being told that they can get this debt forgiveness. I'm like, man, what do you even want to go to college for? You want to go to college, man, for what? A better paying job? What do you want this higher income bracket for? So you can get things for free? You want free education? You want free health care? You want free this, free that? What the hell do you want a higher paying job for? Why do you want to pass on all this tuition cost to the rest of us just so you can go to school to do what? Yeah, so, it's exactly, man. At what point do we say this isn't going to work? You want people they talk about how they hate slavery and all, but you want us enslaved to this. You want this free education to do what? And it just and the funny thing is, the irony is that these college professors and these people are going to be teaching you this narrative. And then when you go out and you make all that money that you want, they're going to be training another generation of college students to hate you and be wanting to take from you and want you to pay for their tuition. It's a sick feedback loop, man.
You know, when I first read this story, I thought to myself, first of all, this seems highly impractical. At best, morally questionable, at probably more likely to be morally reprehensible, most likely unconstitutional. And then it occurred to me, wait, none of that matters, because this isn't a serious policy proposal. This is something you do before an election to show that you're out there fighting for the people. And then basically you create this fiction of the president of the United States having authority to wave a wand and forgive billions of dollars worth of student debt among 30 million people as if it could really happen. And then anybody who stands up and opposes that is the villain. So if anybody seems to stand up and say, no, you shouldn't be able to, forgive that debt, they'll be the bad guy because they must be, in the pocket of big business or something like that. So what I realized was it doesn't matter whether this thing gets slapped down by the Supreme Court or not, because Joe Biden didn't propose it as a law. He proposed it as an executive action so he could portray himself as the guy who is fighting to free people from the burden of debt repayment for these egregious student loans that have accumulated interest over the years. If he can do this with student debt, why not credit card debt? Why not bank loans in general? Why not any kind of debt? It doesn't hurt him one bit. He's saddling the rest of us, as y'all pointed out, with the burden of repaying that, because that debt doesn't just go away. It has to be repaid by somebody. And he looks like a winner going into the election, and anybody opposes him looks like an evil SOB. This is good politics that's terrible for the country, and let's hope not only that the better heads prevail here, or that Congress steps in and assumes its proper legislative role, or that the Supreme Court steps in and once again says it's unconditional, but that somehow Republicans come up with the idea that they need to communicate to people how and why things are wrong, and somehow miraculously they are able to tell a story that doesn't make them look like the devil, but actually makes them look like sensible people who want to solve your problems and keep Joe Biden from driving this government into the ground to aggrandize himself. For Stephen Green and Zoe Rachel sitting in for Bill Whittle, I'm Scott Ott. Thanks to the members at BillWhittle.com for making Right Angle possible.